You know, our community studio is very busy this week.
It is, and we welcome Linda Barsanti of the Skudik Food Pantry. Linda, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike.
Boy, you have a very busy food pantry serving the communities of Gouldsboro, Winter Harbor, Steuben, Sullivan, and others. And how are things going at the food pantry at the moment?
Oh, but Mike, we serve so much more than just our local community.
Oh, wow.
We have no income guidelines and basically no geographic boundaries. We primarily serve folks from Hancock and Washington counties, but anybody who needs groceries is welcome to come through the door.
So what? Where are you located, and what are your hours if somebody's thinking, well, gee, I'd like to check this out?
Sure. We're located at 829 U.S. Route 1. That is the DOT lot in Gouldsboro.
Mm-hmm.
It's located on the left as you're going north on Route 1. It's in the former office. So we're open Tuesday and Fridays from 8:30 to 11 a.m.
All right. And how many people approximately are served every year by the Skudik Food Pantry, Linda?
Oh my goodness. This year, for families alone, we've served 750 families with 5 to 10 new families coming through the door each week.
Wow.
But that doesn't include individuals, veterans, seniors, and kiddos. So I'm going to say we've basically doubled our numbers in the past year.
The past year, your numbers have doubled?
Yes.
I guess we can't be shocked because look at inflation, gas prices, everything. My son said it the other day again, Dad, why are things so expensive? I said, yeah, welcome to my life.
Well, how can you keep up with that sort of demand, Linda?
Well, we are hosting our third annual Chinese auction this Saturday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of the proceeds go right back to stocking the shelves and right back into the community.
Boy, okay. I was reading about some of the things that are part of this auction, and we'll get to that in the next segment, but it sounds like it's going to be a big deal this coming Saturday. Doors open at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes.
All right. More information about the big auction next on Star 97.7.
And joining us in our community studio, Linda Barsanti is with us from the Skudik Food Pantry, and they have a huge fundraiser coming up this Saturday in the form of a big Chinese auction. Tell us about this, Linda.
Yes, our third annual Chinese auction is featuring 450 items worth $44,000.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Holy moly is right. And our director, Donna Harmon, did a bit of research, and we believe that this is the largest Chinese auction in Maine.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And this will take place at the Gouldsboro Rec Center on the Pond Road. Doors open at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And can you remind us about how a Chinese auction works?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A little different, right?
Okay. So you come in and there will be all volunteers sitting down to greet you. And you buy tickets and then you go around and you place your ticket in the bag. Buy each item or gift certificate, and then at 1 o'clock promptly at 1 o'clock, they're going to start pulling the tickets for the bag. So we're asking that everybody put their name and their telephone number on the ticket because mm-hmm. We'll be calling folks on Sunday to come pick up their winning items.
I like that.
So the prices for the tickets are for everything valued under $100, it's $1 per ticket, and then everything valued over $100, it's $5 a ticket. So,
and you've got some big ticket items.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are some of the things that you want people to know that will be at this auction?
Yeah, there's going to be a boat and trailer.
Oh, geez.
2 swimming pools, antique furniture, a Weber gas grill, kids' bikes, and there's been a lot of donated kids, brand new kids' toys.
Oh, that's awesome.
A lot of paintings, quilts, and wares donated by local artists. And as we all know, there's lots of artists on the Skudik Peninsula. And, 450 items. There's lots of gift certificates and gift baskets and pet supplies for all the pet lovers out there.
Great. And wow. I'm guessing you're expecting a big crowd on Saturday, and they're going to be hungry. Will there be food available?
Oh, sure there are. We made, last year we made about $1,000 from the Decadent Dessert Bar, donated by Korea Catering
wow.
and other supporters. So delicious baked goods, all your favorites.
All right, that's how you do it. You want somebody to show up at your event, you offer sweets.
Absolutely.
That's how you get Paul and I to show up.
Yeah.
Doors open at 8 a.m. Gouldsboro Rec Center on the Pond Road this coming Saturday. And it all benefits the Skudik Food Pantry. This is going to be huge. And we'll continue to promote this between
yes.
now and Saturday, Linda.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for coming in. It's 828 with Star 97.7.